This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Record pork exports to Mexico are among the latest export highlights. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
U.S. pork exports posted another strong performance in October, led by record large shipments to Mexico and broad-based growth elsewhere. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that on top of Mexico's performance, October pork exports to Central America were among the largest on record.
We had a very good month, about 245,000 tons exported on pork globally. It's up about 3% off of a very big number last year, led by Mexico, about 101,000 metric tons, which is growth of almost 20%. But it's not limited to only Mexico. Central America is up about 35%, in the Caribbean as well. So those three regions have been strong for most of the year, and that continues. But looking beyond that, South America had a rebound as well, led by Colombia, the largest month we've had since the summer of last year. Korea was up a bit year on year, as was the Oceania region, led by Australia.
October beef exports remained well below last year's large totals, but there were still some bright spots.
10% growth in Taiwan for October, led by the chilled program business at retail. And Central America, very similar to the pork side, Central America is on a real roll there as well. A very good month in October with growth of 23%. As far as Asia is concerned, as I mentioned, Taiwan is up, but Japan and Korea and China are down. The food service segment continues to lag and lag significantly. One other factor as it relates to Asia is the strong U.S. dollar, especially in Japan. But there have been some steps taken by the Asian governments to strengthen their currencies against the U.S. dollar. Of course, to the extent that some of these local currencies strengthen, that, of course, makes our products more competitive.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.